It is 4:15. Time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah's Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, so yesterday we talked about Winnie the Pooh because it was A.A. Milne's birthday, so it was National Winnie the Pooh Day.
He would have been 140.
There's another birthday that we're going to talk about today because it is Janis Joplin's birthday today.
You're kidding.
She was born on this day in 1943.
Okay.
Yeah. So she would have been 79. Check my math, but I think...
What year?
1943.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was one of the most successful and widely known rock stars of her era, and she was noted for her powerful mezzo-soprano vocals and electric stage presence.
Well.
As a teenager, Joplin befriended a group of outcasts, one of whom had albums by blues artists Bessie Smith, Ma Rainey, and Leadbelly, which Joplin later credited with influencing her decision to become a singer. She began singing blues and folk music with friends at Thomas Jefferson High School, where, by the way, she was a classmate of Pro Football Hall of Fame coach Jimmy Johnson.
What? Jimmy Johnson?
Jimmy Johnson and Janis Joplin were high school classmates. Did not know that.
Did they go to prom together? Do we know? Or?
I highly doubt it.
Wouldn't that be a pair? Huh?
That would be, but I mean, who knew?
Jimmy Johnson and his hair. And Janis Joplin
and
her
hair. Yeah. Right. So in 1967, Joplin rose to fame following an appearance at Monterey Pop Festival, where she was the lead singer of the then little-known San Francisco psychedelic rock band Big Brother and the Holding Company. After releasing two albums with the band, she left Big Brother to continue as a solo artist with her own backing groups, first the Cosmic Blues Band and then the Full Tilt Boogie Band.
Oh, that's a cute name, the Full Tilt Boogie Band.
So she appeared at Woodstock starting at approximately 2 a.m. on Sunday, August 17th, 1969.
Prime time.
On Saturday afternoon, when she and the band were flown by helicopter with the pregnant Joan Baez and Baez's mother from a nearby motel to the festival site, and Joplin saw the enormous crowd, she instantly became extremely nervous and giddy.
Oh.
Initially, she was eager to get on the stage and perform, but was repeatedly delayed over 10 hours.
She was what? She was eager and giddy?
Yeah.
Were there nervous and giddy.
And then she was eager to get on the stage and perform.
Were there drugs involved?
I would assume so.
You think so?
I would assume so.
Okay.
But yeah, so she was delayed over 10 hours as bands were contractually obliged to perform ahead of her there. So she didn't perform until 2 a.m. that Sunday morning.
10-hour delay.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So five singles by Joplin reached the Billboard Hot 100, including a cover of the Kris Kristofferson song Me and Bobby McGee, which reached number one in March of 1971. Her most popular songs include her cover versions of Piece of My Heart, Cry Baby, Down on Me, Ball and Chain, and Summertime, and her original song Mercedes-Benz, which was her final recording.
Oh, all right.
So she died of a heroin overdose in 1970 at the age of 27 after releasing three albums. A second solo album called Pearl was released in January 1971, just over 3 months after her death. It reached number one on the Billboard charts, and her death stunned her fans and shocked the music world, especially when coupled with the death just 16 days earlier of another rock icon, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh my gosh.
Also at the age of 27.
Imagine that, those two.
Two weeks apart.
My goodness.
Both at the age of 27.
Wow.
Yeah. So Joplin left $2,500 in her will for her friends to, quote, have a ball after I'm gone.
There you go.
For big old party.
Big old party.
So her loved ones threw the bash 3 weeks later on October 26th of 1970, and the wake, in quotes, wake, was held at the Lion's Share, a popular rock venue in San Anselmo, California, which had hosted many of her gigs, and an estimated 300 guests were in attendance, and many of her fellow musician friends, including the Grateful Dead, performed in her honor.
Wow.
Yeah. So she was posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. Rolling Stone ranked Joplin number 46 on its 2004 list of the 100 greatest artists of all time, and number 28 on its list of 100 greatest singers of all time. She remains one of the top-selling musicians here in the U.S. with the Recording Industry Association of America certifications of 18.5 million albums sold.
Wow, and she was just 27. And she died. Wow, that is very sad. You picked out a record to go along with Janis Joplin, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Piece of My Heart.
Ah, thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
That's Janis Joplin, Peace of My Heart. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because today would have been Janis Joplin's 79th birthday.
How about that? All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, Janis Joplin went to high school with NFL coach Jimmy Johnson.
That one is a shocker.
That is a shocker.
I don't know why. People can go to school together, Sarah.
Yeah, but like you never hear about it.
You don't.
He never talks about it.
Not until now. Blown the lid off that. She left money in her will for her friends to throw a huge party after her death.
And she remains one of the top-selling musicians in the U.S.
Incidentally, that party, let's get back to that party that she told them to throw. She left $2,500.
Right, in 1970.
I had a calculator put together where I could type in dollars and it would translate them into today money.
Right.
$18,000.
Whew, that is quite a party.
You could throw a party for $18,000.
You sure could.
Mm-hmm. A memorable one at that. All right, so Janis Joplin would have been
79
today. Monday we talked about Key West. Yesterday it was Winnie the Pooh. Today, Janis Joplin. Folks want to learn more about any of those, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog.
Right.
If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Everything. It's all right there. Plus the YouTube video of the song.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Hey, you have a great day. Enjoy the flash freeze.
Yeah.
Watch yourself.
Don't
when
know
you walk
that I'll enjoy
tonight.
It, but I'll be careful walking. That's
bundle
for sure.
Up. Yeah, and walk like a penguin. That's what we say.
Walk like a penguin. That's right.
You got it. Yeah. John Mellencamp on the way. Fleetwood Mac and more. Plus your requests at 5 o'clock for the legendary Drive at 5 on Legends 1027. A Grease Family Dentistry and Implantology. They treat each and every patient with compassion, fairness, and grace.